The 60-foot towing vessel, Silver Bay II, sank in approximately 120 feet of water about 5 miles south of the city of Wrangell late Tuesday afternoon. The vessel had been moored at the former Silver Bay logging facility for the last 5 years. There was no one on board the vessel when it sank, and there have been no reported injuries. The cause of the sinking is still unknown. Scott Wakefield is a marine science technician first class with the U.S. Coast Guard. He says it's possible the storm that hit southeast that day may have been a factor.
Well, we think it was weather-related. We know the weather was bad on Tuesday.
Sarah Moore is the state on-scene coordinator for spill response in Southeast at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or ADEC. She says the vessel has been leaking diesel fuel.
We are now estimating that the size of the potential spill, so the amount of fuel that's on board the tugboat, is estimated at 3,500 gallons of diesel. And at this point, we don't know how much has actually been released.
According to the ADEC situation report released today, a Coast Guard team responded Wednesday afternoon. The team, quote, observed sheen moving north and extending over 5 miles, end quote. Moore says there were reports yesterday of sheen near Lesnoy Island, a summer resting spot for the area's marine mammals. As of this morning, small amounts of oil were reported surfacing from the vessel. Moore says the Coast Guard, DEC, and owner of the vessel have placed yellow containment boom around the site to prevent the spread of the fuel.
And then inside that containment boom, they've placed sorbent materials which will collect the oil as it comes out. But certainly, the rougher the weather, the harder it is to do that.
The bad weather is also making it difficult for crews to work on underwater containment.
The divers that have been hired to do some assessment and to close the fuel vents so that we can stop the spill are unfortunately on weather hold because of the forecasted 25 to 35 knot winds coming this later today and tomorrow. The Coast Guard has 3 individuals on scene, and the Department of Environmental Conservation has 1 individual on scene who's working with the caretaker of the vessel to respond to the spill.
The ADEC report states that the boom does not adequately contain the sheen, but Wakefield says the Coast Guard has not reported any diesel surfacing in the past several hours.
All day today, we haven't seen anything new show up on the surface. It seems to be all we're seeing now is what had collected under the dock and barges that were there.
The vessel reportedly drifted under a deck barge when it sank. There are no plans yet to salvage the vessel, which Wakefield says has not been used commercially for quite some time. At this time, the ADEC has not listed any known impacts to local wildlife or marine life, but Moore says people should use caution if they plan to spend time in the potential spill area.
One thing that I would like people to know is I'm aware that Institute Creek is a popular recreational beach and potentially also used as a personal use shellfish beach, and we're recommending against using that beach to harvest shellfish right now, but certainly if people are harvesting for personal use, they should use common sense, and if they smell any diesel on anything they harvest, it shouldn't be eaten, and DEC would like to know when and where they collected that item.
Representatives of Silver Bay Logging could not be reached for comment by deadline. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.